Should multinational companies that do business in the U.S. pay some tax in the U.S.? I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has issued a specific number for how much it wants multinational corporations to pay in taxes, no matter which country their profits come from. That number is 15% for what would be a global minimum tax. Marketplace's Nova Safo is tracking the developments here.
Yeah, David, the U.S. is negotiating now with a number of other countries to try to reverse what the Biden administration has been calling a race to the bottom, where multinational corporations shop around to find the most favorable tax environment. And when we say multinational corporations, a lot of this is about big tech. So the U.S. and other countries have been negotiating to come up with a global minimum tax rate. And the U.S. did put forward a number yesterday, a 15% minimum rate. The Treasury Department emphasized that they consider that 15% the floor, the absolute minimum rate. And they said they hope that the final number will actually be higher. And they're hoping to come up with that final number by this summer.
So a lot of moving parts here. If it's 15% or something else, that would impact other aspects of the Biden agenda.
It would. This could have a direct impact on President Biden's infrastructure spending ambitions, because he wants to raise the U.S. corporate tax rate, right, from its current 21% to 28%. Well, if there's no deal on a global minimum tax, an increase here in the U.S. could mean more American corporations have an incentive to offshore. So they need to narrow that gap between the U.S. tax rate and what they would pay overseas.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. Another pillar of the administration's $1.8 trillion infrastructure and jobs plan is helping to pay for it by collecting taxes due. The Treasury Department yesterday released what it calls its tax compliance agenda. That agenda would be to raise $700 billion by giving the IRS more resources. This would include upgrading computer systems and getting the people to conduct more audits, especially of wealthy taxpayers. Without changes, the government believes that over the next 10 years, people won't pay $7 trillion owed. Now, critics question whether more money for the IRS, given long-running inefficiencies, would fix much of that. Checking markets, the AEX stock index in Amsterdam is up 0.4%. Here, the S&P future up 0.3%. The Dow future up 0.4%. How about the NASDAQ future up 0.2%? Pandemic low interest rates have prompted a residential real estate frenzy in many parts of the country. We'll get the latest read later this morning on sales of existing houses and apartments covering the month of April. The median or typical price for a house was nearly $330,000 as winter turned to spring. That's an all-time high. And now with more people vaccinated, a feature of the real estate market is coming back, the open house. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
The first thing you should know about open houses, they're not only about selling the house. The tasteful staging, the glossy flyers, the chocolate chip cookies. They're also about selling the skills of the real estate agent to potential clients. Jessica Louts is with the National Association of Realtors.
It is a good way for that realtor to shake a lot of hands and to take a lot of cards and exchange information.
Sacramento broker Erin Stumpf will host her first open house in more than a year this weekend. Until recently, showings were by appointment only in California. For her clients looking to buy, that was a hurdle.
I've had clients who on a Friday will ask me to tour a property on the weekend, and there are no showing appointments left.
The good news? Open houses should make the viewing logistics easier. The bad news?
You're going to have potentially more buyers being able to visit certain properties than we've had prior to now.
Which can make an insanely competitive market even crazier. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
President Biden wants 70% of all adults in the U.S. to have at least one COVID shot by the 4th of July. But some parts of the country are lagging. Sarah Whites-Kotecheck with the media organization Reckon Radio visited a rural part of central Arkansas.
It's a weekday afternoon at a popular horse racetrack in Hot Springs. The park is big enough for thousands, but only about 100 people are here. Many people aren't wearing masks, some squeezed together at a barricade to watch as horses approach the finish. Mary-Kate Preku is with her family. The horse she bet on, Take Charge Erica, just won. But Preku isn't racing to get the COVID-19 shot.
I think there's not enough study. We're the guinea pigs, and I will pass on it.
About 20 miles away in Malvern, Arkansas, Dr. Sean Purifoy says many of his patients are saying no to the vaccine.
I think a lot of it is just out of sight, out of mind. And when people aren't seeing, you know, all their coworkers or all their family and friends in the hospital, their sense of urgency goes down.
Close to the center of Malvern, pharmacist Shalyn Davis calls her patients about the vaccine. About one person out of 25 agrees to come in.
A good 60% of it's just people thinking, oh, I got to do that, but another day. I'll do it another day. I'm pretty good at reading people. If they close that subject real quick, I know they don't want to talk about it. But if they open it up at all, I'm over there going, okay, we can do it real quick, I promise you.
She says young people are the least interested.
I've got your second shot for you.
Davis has started visiting a public housing complex in Malvern to offer vaccines. Resident Christine Martin is worried the vaccine is not safe.
This COVID would come out and boom, here we are with shots for it. I mean, come on now.
Still, Martin decided to get her second dose of Moderna so her son-in-law would let her grandson visit.
My love for my grandson is more than whatever's going to come out of this shot.
For now, demand has slowed, so pharmacist Shalyn Davis has paused orders for new vaccine supply. In Malvern, Arkansas, I'm Sarah Whites-Kotecheck for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.